News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, 530, of course, when you're calling from out of country and out of state. KCNR1460.com is our website, and we are streaming out that, and the chat room is open, and Dr. Dave's in already.
Good morning, Dr. Dave. And Charter is working.
You know, we were out I guess most everybody was out. I was in a business meeting, or, you know, well, just going down to see our friends down at Orchard Nutrition. And she said, guys, the internet's down, our phones are down. I said, well, you know what? When that happens to us, you know, and I'm talking to her, and as we're driving back, somebody calls from the station and says, we are, you know, no phones, no internet, but we can still run our shows. We can still run our live shows. We just can't get anything off the internet. We can't take phone calls. Till 11 o'clock last night.
And our phones at home too. Well, anyway, let's go to, something that is definitely moving forward. And that's our Wells Fargo advisors with our Wells Fargo expert, Chris Lasondak. What is happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. We're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a fraction at 16,029. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1828, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 11 points at 4229. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 110 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 7 cents at 1668. Ford's up 7 cents at 1515. Barrick Gold up 37 cents at $20.46, while AT&T is off 34 cents at 33.15. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at 43.97. North Valley Bank is unchanged at 22.77. Harley-Davidson's off 4 cents at 64.44. And Sturm Ruger down 42 cents at 72.34. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.73%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down 72 cents a barrel at $99.33, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $18 an ounce at $13.20.30, while silver's up 80 cents at $21.25. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Chris, and we'll hear back from our Wells Fargo Advisors at 8:10 and 9:05. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. You know, we wonder, like, is this a man-made holiday? We'll have a little bit of more history about Saint Valentine and what does that really come from? But before we go anywhere, we're going to tell you quickly the weather. 54 degrees currently. Will be 60 degrees, about 60 today, with about 60% chance of rain. Showers likely tonight with temperatures around 51. And we just want to let you know that our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. When we come back from the break, Carl's got a pad full of stuff, plus our pet of the week. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
All right.
Today, Savannah is going to be playing rock love songs.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Happy Valentine's Day. And hope you're having a great day today. It is 7:13 in the morning. Just a couple announcements here. Phil Hendry, who has been with us from the very beginning, is retiring March 14th. So here's your chance. We're going to put it on the website. Who do you want to come in the early morning times? Who do you want to listen to from 12 o'clock on, 12 midnight on? Hendry is, like I said, retiring March 14th, and so we're going to be replacing him. We're going to be replacing him soon. So give us some ideas you'd like to hear. The other thing, too, of course, that little sound in his back is not me.
It's Bella.
It's Bella.
Puppy.
Tell us about Bella. If it's Friday, it's his time, it's got to be Haven Humane and our Pet of the Week. And with Spencer.
Good morning. This morning I brought Bella with me. Bella is a 3-month-old pit bull lab mix. She, believe it or not, this cute little dog has been at our shelter now for about 2 months.
Ooh.
She came in as a stray with 8 other siblings. We only have 3 of them left now. And, you know, she's just super cute and ready for a new home. And one of the main reasons I brought Bella with me today is we, right now at the shelter, we have Q-Pits Arrow special going on to where every pit bull.
We talked about that. Yep.
Did you? Every pit bull and pit bull mix is only $25 to adopt.
Instead of the regular $125?
$135.
$135. You can have your pity bull for $25.
For $25, and that does include the spay and the neuter and
this cute little puppy right here with the little white paws and the little sweet eyes who's been thoroughly socialized.
She's
going to
probably be about 50 pounds, you said.
Yes, she'll probably be about 50 pounds. She's right at the perfect age to start training with her, to start, you know, teaching her to sit and the potty training. She's right at that perfect age to where you can mold her into the type of dog that you want her to be.
And one thing that we learned when we got our puppy is that, you know, which you're doing right now, people can't see that, is you're holding her paws and you're handling her paws inside of her pads. And that is a way that you start with your dogs that you're able to just touch their body in all ways and they submit.
To desensitize them.
Yes.
Yes.
Inside their ears, on their belly. And so that's really cool. She's very, very, pliable.
Yes. Very, very sweet little girl. She was a little curious about our office cats this morning, but she's a puppy. She hasn't had one whacker yet. So she hasn't quite learned that kitties will get them.
Well, anyway. Anyway, Spencer, let us know. We're going to be heading out to Haven Humane a little bit later today. But tell our listeners, please, again, you've got the special going on. Is it just for today?
It's for today and tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's only going to be $25 to adopt any dog at our shelter that has, even if it's just got a little bit of pit bull in it, as long as it has a little bit of pit bull in it, it's only $25 to adopt. So if you come down to the shelter and you see any pit bull or pit bull mix, even if it's just a little bit, mm-hmm. it's only $25 to adopt, and that does include the entire medical package.
All right. Well, we've been very fortunate so far with our Haven Humane partnership. We've been able to get them placed, and so if you've been looking for a dog that that's going to be a wonderful companion, Bella looks like she's adorable.
Listen to Bella say, "Come adopt me. Come on, get up there." She says, "I'm just going to whine a little bit until somebody adopts me with my little pink collar." All right. You know,
not going to whine on demand.
Okay.
Right, Carl?
That's right. I do. Yeah. Well, you know, I've had my paws played with, and I'll whine on demand in a heartbeat. Watch this. All right.
Jeez.
Okay. Thanks, Spencer.
Happy Valentine's Happy Day, Valentine's everybody. Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Wait, what's the phone number one more time?
It's 241-1653.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you.
Hey, a big thing happened in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Usually they do things like take away every one of your freedoms, one at a time. Or sometimes they get into it really big time. They'll take four or five freedoms away from you. A divided federal appeals court has struck down California's concealment weapons rules, saying they violate the Second Amendment right to bear arms. I just got to get this one out here. They said that California is wrong to require applicants to show good cause to receive a permit to carry a concealed weapon. The court ruled that all law-abiding citizens are entitled to carry concealed weapons outside the home for self-defense protection. Now, I find that really easy to understand. I find it really difficult to understand why you wouldn't be able to do that. But for some reason, they say, oh, no, you've got to have a good reason to carry a weapon in self-defense. And the court says no. Now, the Supreme Court could rule on this because when you have other courts disagreeing, but this is the highest one who says this is wrong. And here's why. In the state, in the state of Jefferson up here in the county of Shasta, you go into Sheriff Posenko's office and you say that you request a concealed weapon. He doesn't make you write out a page of why you need it. You write, I request the right to carry a concealed weapon. They do a background check. They do an interview. They make sure you're trained, and you get issued the weapon. In other counties, they make you say why you want it. And if that's not good enough for the sheriff in his omnipresent way, if he doesn't agree with that, he doesn't let you have the pistol, the concealed weapon. So this gives the people in California the right to carry a concealed weapon after they've gotten trained and have been approved and have done a background check. I'm not saying willy-nilly. I'm just saying on the way there, so that everybody, not just Shasta County, but gosh, down in L.A., can you imagine in San Diego, law-abiding citizens actually being able to protect themselves against criminals? We'll be right back, and Linda's going to tell us about Valentine's Day. Oh, and we're going to talk about bombs.
Hey, let's also talk about what's the front page. And let's talk about Reading and its crime, making the Times.
Oh, yes.
Talk about it when we get back.
Yep, we'll
KCNR
right
1460.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
The that is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Have you been waiting for a girl like me?
Oh, yeah. I have. Not anymore. I found you. Wait a minute. Let me get to the best part.
Oh, man, that song.
You know how I won? You know how I won, Linda?
You won me? You won me in a card game. That's what you did.
You know what? I bluffed somebody, and I won.
You bluffed me.
Tobacco and Brew, located 2143 Hilltop Drive. Brings you this portion of our show. You know, great people, Joe and Shelly. And you know, you can get great coffee and more espresso, Joe, serving caramel macchiato. And every other coffee that you can possibly imagine. Plus, walk into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And let me say
2143 Hilltop Drive.
Along with that, that they are doing a big smash. You know, smoking for some places, you know, we're seeing it being outlawed. Well, they're doing a big surge of different kinds of electronic cigarettes there. I talked with Shelley, and they have all different kinds of, you know, flavors. So that's kind of a new big thing that's happening, electronic cigarettes, where you can get them at Tobacco and Brew.
Well, that's, you know, it's true because electronic cigarettes are huge now. Hey, okay, two things we want to talk about quickly in the next 5 minutes. We'll talk about the bomb. The bomb, and I'm not talking about the good, it's the bomb. I'm talking about the bomb out in Chaparral Drive. Thomas Sinkel says, look, it's 60 pounds of explosives that they've discovered, plus gunpowder. Now, this is plus gunpowder and acids, unnamed acids, which are very volatile too. So it looks like they're going to take the house down this Sunday, weather permitting, burn it. And I think that's what it says, burning it down. Right now, all the residents in a 2,000-foot radius have to leave. So they're out there. Everybody's getting their gear and all. They're going to be forced to evacuate. Well, Bob and Brenda Belongi, of course, Bad Bob, who we now call Boom Boom Bob, has been forced to evacuate.
Really?
And now I think they're going back today to grab things. So, Bob, I hope you're listening so that you will grab some stuff so we can build our second studio here. That's right. We're building another studio right here at KCNR. We've gotten too busy for just one, so we're going into a second one. And remember the connectors. I just thought not that you've got anything else to think of while you're getting all your worldly possessions out of a house that's 50 feet away from something that could explode right now.
Their next door neighbors.
Anyway,
yeah.
You know, our hearts and prayers go out. You know, I go out to Brenda and all those people, but especially Bob and Brenda. They're such nice people. And they're there. They finally found this place. This is a place they searched for, I mean, literally for a couple of years. Then they found it. It's perfect. It has everything they want. And they end up living next to a guy that makes a 60-pound bomb. Even if he didn't mean it to, even if he didn't use, he was using it for rocket fuel for his model rockets. I mean, I can understand that. I mean, if that's what it's for, okay, bad common sense and all these other things that was wrong, shouldn't have done and all that. It wasn't like he was a terrorist getting ready to blow up the court, you know, the courtyard or courtroom. No, he's doing something like this. But here's their home that they built, and they put things in. They talk about it, you know, oh gosh, and we have this, and you know, it's they have their cats and their dogs out there and all their stuff.
Bird.
And they're happy. They're happy there. This was their place.
Yeah.
And then to have this happen. I just, you know, my hearts go out to him.
Yeah.
And Brenda.
And for all the other people.
And for all the other people.
You know, you just have to say displacement is, I'm sure you're in shock because you're displaced. It's like many people who all of a sudden they're flooded out. I've been through that. Tornadoes where you've ripped, you know, you've lost everything. You know, they haven't lost everything. That's a whole other part of just, going through, like, getting parts of you ripped out with grandma's china. So they don't have to worry about that. It's just feeling displaced. So, you know, if you know somebody who has been in that area, this is your time to extend yourself, have them come over for dinner, just do something for these people that are out there right now that their lives have been affected. And like you said, it might not have been that this guy was, malicious.
No, I don't think so. And it wasn't just components. Carl, components are not a bomb. They're not a bomb. But he was mixing them into a bomb. That's what exploded, it appears. It blew his hand off. But he had it, and it's volatile. So it's just the fact that we feel for our friends out there. And let's hope it resolves itself without them having to rebuild a house out there. I'm sure it won't.
We have some incredibly talented kids that are going to be coming up after the 7:30 break.
That's right. But right now, you know, there's a saying, lies, damn lies, and statistics. And that's just what hit when Time Magazine said that Redding, California is the fifth largest or has the fifth largest crime jump in America. And, you know, oh, there's 56%, blah, blah, blah. If you listen to, if you talk to Rob Pletty, you'll see is that, you know, first of all, it's not just Redding, it's all of Shasta County. And when you talk, and I talked to one of the officers yesterday, I happened to see him at my Cypress Square Barbershop where we were in there getting our haircut. Manly place. A bunch of kids in there too. And the thing about it is this. They didn't mention an article. AB 109. They didn't mention better reporting procedure. They didn't mention that we're, you know, 25 police short than we were before. They didn't mention all that. And then they included all of Shasta County into the city of Redding, which is wrong because things happening up north or south, not in Redding itself. The fact is, yes, Rob's been right there. He hasn't been trying to hide this. He hasn't been anything. He says, look, crime's gone up since AB 109. And then you get into violent crime. We have some violent crimes, but they're up like, you know, I think it's robberies. They're up, you know, 12 in a year. Not, you know, it's one a month. And still, you know, and we catch so many people. They catch so many people, and you can only put so many people in jail. I'm just saying is that when you read this thing, it puts a bad light on a town that this is not really true.
Let's go. Yeah, we have a caller, Tim.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim, you're on live with Carl and Linda.
Yeah, I just wanted to make, one quick statement about, you know, it's really, I've been thinking about the guy that, you know, injured himself.
Right.
But I heard you make this statement earlier that, you know, this guy wasn't, you know, had no malicious intent. But, you know, I can't help thinking, you know, when he blew his hand off and there was a blast inside that home, if the chemicals or whatever that's in there was so unstable, there was a blast that took place inside that building, wouldn't that have set off that totally unstable material he has?
It appears to him that, you know what, that's a good point. You know, when we say that, you know, he had taken the components and he was mixing it together. I don't know if he was just mixing this portion together. And when I said it, they can't tell if it was malicious. It could have been malicious, but there's nothing to indicate that he's part of a terror network that was getting ready to blow something up.
Think as, you know, as a citizen.
Yes.
We should all sort of question, hey, what chemicals were in there? Maybe they can't tell us everything, but, you know, was the guy just messing around trying to make black powder? Or was, you know, we should all be concerned that, you know, is this them burning his house down? Is that a statement? Hey, you're not allowed to do this, and here's what's going to happen to you. But, you know, no one's really, can anyone interview the gentleman that happened to? I think we should ask some questions about that, because are they making it a lot of hype just to make a political statement? That's, you know, it's just a question that came to my mind that I think as citizens, we should all think of that.
Well, you know,
and
what?
We should question it.
You have some points here that, you know, the fact is that they're not giving out what chemicals are, what was in there, because, you know, maybe it's to keep people from going out and buying it and starting it themselves. And then the volatility of the mixtures. Is it that bad that they have to blow the house up or burn it down to protect everything? Because everything that they've told us, and I say, you know, they being the sheriff and other people I've talked to have said, it's extremely volatile. It's not like clearing a house in Iraq or Afghanistan that's got a bunch of, you know, conventional munitions in it. You can go in there with 1,000 pounds of conventional munitions and defuse and move it. But we've blown up a lot of places because of that too, because there's just so much in explosives. But yeah, I guess there's a point, Tim, that you have to trust the people, you know, that we elect in there.
Do that. It's just, I think sometimes those things are taken out of context. So
you know what? It's a good point, and it is something for people to think about. It makes me think about it too. But hey, thank you very much for your phone call.
No problem.
You bet. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a bunch of talented kids out here.
That's right. Community radio at its best.
It's that time of the year again. We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots.
call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Savannah is doing rock love songs today and for Happy Valentine's Day. 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair business does. Jeff Wurst offers full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. He can assist you. Call him at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right.
We have with us Alyssa Ani.
Hi, good morning.
And today is her mother's birthday?
It is my mother's birthday, but she's unfortunately not listening right now because she lives in Washington. But
she could be.
She could be, but yes, she's...
Give her a call. We're streaming right now. She could be listening to baby daughter.
Oh, she could... Oh, well, I should give her a call.
Yeah, she can listen to the archives.
No, she can listen to it later. Okay, you're here.
Yes, I'm here with members of Enterprise Starship from Enterprise High School. I'm the choir director there, and we have our 22nd annual variety hour next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, as well as a matinee at 2 o'clock next Saturday, February 22nd. And Enterprise Starship is a show choir from Enterprise High School, an internationally known show choir. A few years ago, they won 8th place in the nation for show choirs and were ranked number three in America by Parade Magazine as one of the top show choirs in America.
I remember reading that article. And so the question is when you start to go every year and you select new members, do you start thinking about, now this kid is a competitive person, but they still have to be able to be group-oriented? What do you do to select your kids or your girls and boys?
Yes, it's all definitely about group orientation because this is truly a family. We do lots of bonding activities at the start of the year to make this a family because they have to kind of live with each other all year long in after school rehearsals and long night rehearsals. We were over at the auditorium last night rehearsing for a few hours, and I have a nice 6-hour rehearsal for them on Monday before we open for a lot of elementary kids on Tuesday. But
do y'all go to school anymore? Okay, they all shake their head. No. Between football and the choirs and all that, I mean, have they shut down classes or are we all part of it?
No, they're part of it. They're all very well, are high achieving students at school, and they do very well in their classes, and multi-talented kids here.
Well, I noticed that nobody's rolling their eyes when you said high achievement kids. So I'd like to, let's get to know each one of you. Let's start with our tall. Are you a soprano?
Yes, I am.
And so, and your name?
My name is Megan Asnakar. I'm a senior at Enterprise, and this is my 4th year in Starship.
Excellent. Okay, so now do we have second soprano or still soprano?
Still soprano.
Okay.
My name's Samantha Story. I am a senior in Enterprise Starship, and I've been in it for 4 years.
Are you in relation to a Mark?
Yeah, he's my dad.
Yes. You've got a great dad.
Yeah.
And we've
you.
Seen you before, and you're an outstanding
wonderful singer. Wonderful
singer,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Riley, and I'm a senior at Enterprise, and this is my 4th year in Starship.
Okay, let's now we start with our, we have two men in the house, so let's go with our tenor?
Yes, okay. I'm a tenor. My name is Justin Barden, I'm a junior at Enterprise, and I've been in Starship for 3 years.
I have a question. How can you look at them and just say, oh, you're a tenor?
Well, if they're lined up in the order of how they're singing, it's usually that's how we kind of do, and I love this, because I used to be in madrigal, so. And our last man, are you... What are you singing?
I'm the bass.
Mama sings tenor. And your name, sir?
I'm Spencer Walpole, and I'm a junior, and this is my 3rd year in Starship.
Oh, I see they're all, and everybody's glowing because you could tell this totally is your thing. So we're going to get to hear some music here. Let's see, should we do a song right before we take the break? You have a minute. You said you have a snippet.
Yeah, we got a little snippet here. You can see we're playing rock love songs this morning. This is one of the big ones of this year. This is Bruno Mars's Treasure. This will feature Riley. 1, 2.
Oh, whoa. I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine.
Oh, whoa. Oh, boy, I'm gonna show you that you're mine, oh, my.
Mine. you are. Honey, you're my golden star. And if you can make my wish come true, if you let me treasure you, if you let me treasure, oh, oh, oh.
Nice job.
All right. Hey, we'll have more of this. We're going to talk a little bit more to him, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Savannah, you are hitting it there, aren't you, kiddo? It's the time is 7:43 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Reading Crown Motors. You know what? This is the place to find the car. That's right. This is a huge President's Day sale at Crown Motors. You got to hurry to Crown and really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Fords, Dodge Rams, Lincolns, Hondas, Nissans, all at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean quality pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in at 555 Cypress Avenue or just check them out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the big President's Day sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading. And why leave town? You've got your friends and neighbors here making great deals for you. And, you know, you can't beat the deals they make down at Reading Crown Motors. Okay. Our guests are our friends from Enterprise.
Yes, good morning.
And again, with Alyssa Ani here, yes, who is the choir director. And she's got five of her best.
Absolutely.
Or at least five that could get up this early. Hey, let's just put it that way.
Let's just say that they're not in first period right now. But, so they're more than happy to come sing for you this morning.
Well, we're more than happy to have you here. Just what splendid voices they have.
Yeah, they sing very well. I was gifted them this year when I moved here to move back to Reading to teach at Enterprise, and they're a great gift to have moving up here.
So this is your first year. Where'd you come from?
The last 5 years, I was teaching over in the Grass Valley area, but I graduated from Enterprise in 96, and so it's good to be home, and I was in this group when I was in high school.
We love to hear how people travel away and then come back, because Reading is a great place to be. Reading's growing. Reading's got lots of beautiful things. It's neat to see. We're going to watch you guys now and see what happens. You may go to college and go away and then want to come back because, you know, you're going to miss Mount Shasta and Lake Shasta and all that good stuff. So now we've got concerts coming up this weekend.
It's actually next weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend we have our 22nd annual Variety Hour, which is the showcase of our show choir from Enterprise High School. It will also feature our percussion ensemble, and the tickets are $8, and they're available at the door or through Enterprise High School. And the shows are Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We also have a matinee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's... Even though it's called the Variety Hour, it's a full concert. It's about a two-hour show of music from all the way back to ragtime with our percussion ensemble. But we have some 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and stuff from just this year.
Well, excellent. I want to get the bass player over here on the microphone. All right, so give me a visual of we're going on stage now, the five of you, and you're going to be singing this next number. What does it look like? What are you wearing?
We're wearing our blues, our normal outfits. We have... The guys have a blue shirt we tuck in with a blue vest that's all sequins, and black slacks with sequins.
And the girls are wearing?
They have blue dresses, pretty much a blue top, and a blue skirt with sequins all running down as well.
Okay, so you're coming on stage, and at this particular time, you're going to be singing what song?
Get Ready is what we're singing.
All right, so that's good.
So imagine a live backup band, because there's 16 pieces in the live backup band today. You get my snapping fingers. But Megan's facing upstage. She's got a microphone in her hand, and she's doing the song Get Ready, which was from there's a new musical out in Broadway called Motown the Musical, and this is the version of Get Ready from that musical. You ready? All right.
I never met a boy who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever a master makes my dreams real, I say that you do. You're out of sight. So fee-fi-fo-fum, look out, baby, 'cause here I come. And I'm giving you a love that's true. So get ready, so get ready. I'm so in love with you. So get ready, so get ready, 'cause here I come.
Get ready, 'cause here I come now.
Get I'm ready, on my way.
'Cause here I come. Get ready, get ready, get ready, 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 'cause here we come.
Now, see, I was going to ask for a song from the 60s, and you did it.
Yeah.
You did. Did you know that's where it's from? I grew up with Motown.
This one blends right into Dancing in the Streets too. Sam takes the lead on that one, and there's a couple other songs after that. That's our big number at the end.
Are you guys ready to just be put on the spot here? Because we'll take you out with the break if you guys do Dancing in the Streets.
Calling out.
Oh, I love it. Come on. You got to be on the spot.
One, two, three.
Calling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat? Starship's here and the time is right. We're dancing in the street. We're dancing in Chicago. Down in New Orleans. In New York City. All you need is music. Sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. We'll be swinging and swaying with records playing. Dancing in the street.
All right.
That was good. You put him on the spot. Woo!
All right.
They better know it. The show's next week.
Our Enterprise Hornets and their
show choir.
Show choir and led by Alyssa Ani.
I know. It's weird. It's okay.
I know. Oh, I thought. No, yeah, no, it says, listen, no, you're talking about your last name.
Anyway, our choir director.
Okay. Our choir director. Well, thank you very much. And one more time, where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets by calling Enterprise High School, or they can get them at the door next week. You can also pick up tickets at Mike's Music and Sound, and shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., as well as a matinee at 2 o'clock next week, 20th through the 22nd.
Great. All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Great luck. Okay, break a leg. Guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Norsey's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at anselmovineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
I want to know what love is.
I want you to know me. Oh, no.
Here's what love is.
Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios.
You know, that song was, you know, here's a movie I really like. Carl and DeBott, by the way. Here's a song, you know, a movie.
Oh, go ahead. I'm looking at you.
Well, it's that one with Tom Cruise and those guys about the Legends of
Rock. Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages. You know what? That's one of those movies you can fast forward through all the dialogue and just hit the music and the dancing, and it's a great movie, and that's one of the ones in it. Tom Cruise is singing that with the young lady who's the reporter. It's a great. Have you seen that movie, Samantha? Is that a great scene?
You know, I have an appreciation for the music, but it's still not.
It's so schmaltzy. It's schmaltzy. Okay.
It's too.
It's a little old.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wait.
It's 80s.
Wait a minute. It's too what?
I mean, it's older than I am.
The music?
Yeah.
It's 80s, honey.
Good music is good music, whether it's rap.
It is good music.
Or concerts from Beethoven.
I just don't feel like maybe I'm like emotionally connected to it. You know, I listen to it now. but it didn't come out.
What are you emotionally connected to then? What kind of music are you?
You know, Bruno Mars. They just say.
Oh yeah, that's cool. He was so great at the Super Bowl. Hey, speaking about
is that the kid with 3 foot high hair, right?
Yeah, he's smooth.
Speaking of emotionally connected, you may wonder why are my like this morning? Why is my water coming out brown?
It's because
okay, because Magnolia and Shasta, there is a broken water main.
Huge broken water main.
And, it didn't really happen in the shower. It must have happened earlier after that because when I went, you know, with the sink, the water started coming out brown. It was, anyway. So that's happening.
We didn't cause it.
No. So it's February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. This is a time that if you know of somebody who's by themselves or you've got a neighbor who could possibly be, you know, not able to get out as much, just go by and say hello and give them a hug. 7:54 in the morning. It's currently 55 degrees. Rain likely today with temperatures around 60 degrees. And tonight, showers likely. We love that. The forecast throughout the weekend is rain. Saturday night looks like 80% chance of rain. So, by the way, Anselmo Vineyards is sold out. We're loving it. But please come up. You never know if there's going to be a seat anyway. That's this weekend. I'm looking forward to doing music. It's going to be great. So music with Rick Hill. Rick Hill on guitar and Pat Karch on keyboards and Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. So, thanks. And, I also wanted to say that, you know, with our weather is brought to you by some fabulous sponsors, and that is, you know, Shasta Gas Propane. You know that they, service over 4,000 customers. They're amazing. And, they are so generous with our community. Veteran-owned, discounts for veterans and seniors. We love how they put back into the community, and that's what we love with our community.
The just another announcement besides the fact that Phil Hendry is retiring, so on March 14th, so tell us who you'd like to hear in the late, you know, early morning times. But we're changing our format come Monday, and less commercial breaks. We're going to have more talk, less breaks. So that we'll be able to, instead of having to, you know, take breaks like we did before. Now, yes, we run on cash. We run on advertisers. I mean, you know, as much as we'd love to, this isn't free anymore. And it just gets tougher in the sense of there's more taxes and all that, you know, prices go up every year.
Electricity.
But you know, we were listening to it the other day, you know, on, you know, just listening to ourselves on the
archives.
On the archives, because we do that to see, okay, can we get any better here? Well, we probably can. But it was like, you know what? It's time. And plus we listened to you all. They said, you know, can you do it with, can you have less breaks? So we are. We're going to do breaks at the 15, 30, and 45, and that's it. So that we can have more time to talk to our guests and more time to get, you know, get out and get something finished in a segment where we don't have to, like, hold to the next segment. So we'll be starting that Monday. So we'll see how that works. Everything. Of course, with my guys and doing the clocks and everything, who knows what's going to happen when, you know, we have it. But, and since Bad Bob, or we call Boom Boom now, is the one that writes up the clocks, he and Just Bob, and I think and he'll be pretty busy this weekend trying to get all the stuff moved. Anyway, okay. We talked about how one carrier, Charter, let me say it again, Charter went down yesterday and took everybody out. The Olympics, we were watching the Olympics last night, and some of the, you know, Americans were getting gold and silver. But one of the best Olympic skaters ever in Olympic history, 4 medals, Evgeny Plushenko was with the team. They had the team skating efforts, and they won a gold medal. And this guy, I mean, this guy is a hero to the Russian people. A hero. I mean, he's done it all. He's been in, you know, 4 different Olympics, and this is his 4th Olympic. And they showed him, and he's warming up. His coach says, look at this. And he pulls up the back of his shirt, and he's got like a 4.5-inch scar on his lower back, right along his spine where they've had to fuse his disc and everything, so he can actually be out there. Well, in the warm-up, he went up and did a triple axel where they spin 3 times in the air and they land hard on, you know, they come down hard. He twisted and almost fell down right then. And he tried another one, he tried some other stuff, and then he withdrew from the Olympics. The first, you know, it was just a stunned crowd, because, you know, of course, they're having the Olympics in Sochi in Russia. And he withdrew. And last night, you know, nobody really knew what to say, but now it's starting to come out. His competitors, people that he's, you know, he skated with, saying, you know what? In the old days, we used to work our way through pain. But here's the guy, I mean, it's just obviously, he was he was pushing it. And here's the thing is, he was the old man of skating. How old do you
31.
Think
31.
Yes, he was 31.
How old did you think he was?
Well, I was going to say, how old do you think he was, Savannah? And Savannah being 24, said, old? Oh, gosh, he had to be like 40. That's old. That's, you know, that's 1 foot in the grave. No, he was 31, Savannah. Mark Beecham is joining us, and he just wandered into the studio here, and we're going to be talking to him when we get back from our break.
All right. And maybe some more Olympic. Yesterday I watched some of the men's figure skating, and it's really amazing. There was one U.S. Olympian who fell just out of the air, right on his ribs, got up dazed, and completely ripped a great performance with a standing ovation. That's the way it's done, folks. Got to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Parts of Pennsylvania are digging out from under nearly 2 feet of snow, and there's even more than that in some areas of upstate New York. The latest round of wintry weather began overnight in some places, just in time to delay tens of thousands of deliveries for Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, the head of the Tennessee Valley Authority says 5 of the top 10 energy usage days in TVA history occurred last month as the region dealt with a lot of cold weather.
TVA President and CEO Bill Johnson says January was demanding for the country's largest public utility, which serves some 9 million people in 7 southeastern states. With plunging temperatures throughout the southeast last month, the TVA appealed to consumers to reduce power usage to help avoid outages. Johnson says increased power usage will result in higher bills during the next couple of months for consumers.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting also at SRNnews.com. The drought in California will be the focus today, at least partly, as President Obama pays some attention to that with a trip to the Golden State. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
He'll, I think, offer a message of hope and a message that the federal government will do all that it can to try to alleviate some of the stress connected with this drought.
The president will be in Fresno early in the day, and later on he'll be visiting Southern California, where he will meet with Jordan's King Abdullah to discuss key foreign policy issues. It's comparatively warm at the Sochi Olympic Games, but the International Olympic Committee's president says that's not a major risk factor for competitors. Meanwhile, Thomas Bach says Russia's done a good job with security.
The venues during the night are like a fortress. And the security forces are acting in an extremely friendly way, so the Olympic atmosphere is not harmed at all.
On Wall Street, the Dow currently up 50 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Two prominent U.S. senators are asking President Obama to pardon famed boxer Jack Johnson posthumously.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Arizona Republican John McCain want the president to pardon Johnson, the first black heavyweight boxing champion. Johnson was convicted in 1913 under the Mann Act, which makes it illegal to transport a woman across state lines for immoral purposes. The woman, who was white, later became Johnson's wife. In a letter to President Obama, Senators Reid and McCain write, "We strongly believe that given the racially motivated circumstances surrounding Jack Johnson's case, this conviction should be expunged from his record." Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
The relentless snow and ice storms this winter have led to the highest number of flight cancellations in more than 25 years. An analysis by the Associated Press finds that U.S. Airlines have canceled more than 75,000 domestic flights since December 1st, including just about 14,000 this week alone because of the winter storms. This is SRN News. The defense attorney for a Florida man accused of fatally shooting a teen after an argument over loud music said on Thursday his client is in good spirits as he waits for jurors to come back with their decision. Defense attorney Corey Strolla says he believes that the prosecutors are under strong political pressure to get a guilty verdict against his client, especially in the aftermath of the Trayvon Martin killing and the acquittal of defendant George Zimmerman.
The global media attention and then this happening on the heels of it. And then all of a sudden this case is now here on the heels of a not guilty with George Zimmerman, I think just escalated that political pressure.
Michael Dunn's attorney, Corey Strolla, says that waiting for the verdict is the hardest part. Nepal is slashing the climbing fees for Mount Everest to attract more mountaineers. The head of Nepal's Department of Mountains says beginning next year it will cost $11,000 per climber to climb Mount Everest. That's down from $25,000 right now. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is Valentine's Day. It's not too late to go out and get that card. Maybe she's just barely waking up now. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
I was in Linda's Hallmark yesterday.
That's right. Hey, it's,
and there's a whole Duck Dynasty.
For Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
there are guys in their camo opening up the...
Quack, 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 boom.
Exactly.
Quack, 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 boom.
That was a trip. Okay. I tried to pretend like I wasn't amused, but anyway.
Hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 60 points at 16,087. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1835, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 10 points at 4230. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 181 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $1.77 at $5.42.60. Intel's off 17 cents at $24.53. Microsoft down 7 cents at $37.54. And Facebook is down 30 cents at $67.03. Of local interest, Safeway up 28 cents at $33.34. Home Depot's adding 17 cents at $77.75. And Tri-County's Bank up 2 cents at $24.64. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.74%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's down 22 cents a barrel at $99.82. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $13.56 an ounce at $13.1586. Silver's up 70 cents at $21.15. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. You know, you want to find out what's happening on Wall Street. It's volatile. It's up and down, gold and silver, oil, all of it. You need to have an advisor you can talk to, that they're available all the time, one you can look at. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and see the Wells Fargo Advisors, or just give them a call, 243-7561. And the weather for our area.
Currently 55
weekend.
Degrees. Well, it's going to be raining all through the weekend. Actually, Saturday night, it looks like there's going to be lots of rain. The National Weather Service says that we are going to have showers, 6% chance of showers tonight with around 51. So it looks like the weekend's high of 59 and the showers and around 53 at night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
So how'd you sleep last night?
Really good. I went down to 40 because I've been working out, so it felt good to have a softer bed.
Yeah, sleep number. Your sleep number 40. Well, mine's a different number, but that's fine because we have dual air technology. And we do sleep better. You know, it's not just something that we're saying. And we have other people on that are also using sleep number, and they're sleeping great. It's been clinically proven to relieve back pain, improve sleep quality. It contours your neck, shoulders, and spine. I can't say more than that, except it works. We use it. We sleep on it. We sleep much better. And right now, you can get a Sleep Number bed too. How? Head on down to your Sleep Number store because they're having the ultimate Sleep Number event, the largest closeout event of the year with savings of 50% on the Innovation Series limited edition beds, exclusively at Sleep Number store. Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Head on back in there and talk to the professionals there. They are absolutely outstanding. They'll help you find a bed. You'll find a bed. Made in America, guaranteed. Sleep Number.
All right. So on the phone with us this morning
is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And so, and we also have Mark Beecham with us today, too.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl.
Doug, Congressman, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. It's Valentine's Day. You did get a card, right?
I got a really nice one for my girls. Yeah,
really. Okay. You gave one, too, though, right?
We're taking care of that in different ways.
Okay.
I like that.
It's the day of, right?
It doesn't matter what time it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
You have till midnight.
I don't want to buy overtaxed, overpriced Washington, D.C. ones. I want to bring it home to the local.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Congressman. When we come back, I see that, you rectified part of the budget problem by the Senate and the House passed the bringing back money to the retired veterans that were losing their COLA.
And as you know, I was pretty confident that was not going to stand for the full term and have that actually be enacted. So, we did get it done one way or the other here, and so we're back to some semblance of normal in that area.
Okay, we'll be right back. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Mark Beecham.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 32nd Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. There will be over 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, along with unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy, World War II Living History, displays of German and Allied materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will also be present with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War era memorabilia. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 for free. Don't miss it. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 32nd Gun, Antique, and Collectible Show.
At the Reading Civic Auditorium, February 22nd and 23rd.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us. The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. We're back to USSR because our Olympics are back over there and our guys and girls are doing great. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and raw and organic foods. They're just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Your center for a healthy lifestyle. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is joined us and Mark Beecham, is sitting here with me. We've been discussing a number of things, but, Congressman, Mark, you've got a question for the Congressman here.
Yeah,
Representative LaMalfa, a question about the debt ceiling limit agreement. You were quoted in an Associated Press article saying how difficult it was to go along with it, but maybe you could explain how difficult it was for your caucus and what you think about it.
Bill Congressman?
Yeah, certainly. It's we've tried in different measures here to move in the direction of reforming and working to get our budget in a direction that balances. And so we have continuing resolutions, the budget itself, the appropriations process, and these debt ceilings. All these have different types of leverage over spending patterns for what Congress does and what the people of the country have to pay for. So when there's a measure like this, Republicans have typically tried to move in the direction of what are we going to do to make things work better, reforming spending, just finding reductions in spending, or do things on the opposite end of the scale that are going to boost the economy in, you know, Keystone Pipeline or some of the horrible regulations that they're handing down. Did you know the EPA, for example, is looking to move forward even more on what they call the waterways of the United States? They want to put more regulations on what they interpret as a waterway that belongs to the government or is regulated by the government. So we're going the exact opposite direction of what's going to make more opportunity for jobs and the economy, instead more regulation. So when you have one of these votes up, it's a point where what do we ask in return for just more debt? And we have many of our constituents that are clamoring for that too, and I believe they're right on that. But when we get into that debate, get into that discussion, let's go back to October when we see this crashing of Obamacare after a short amount of time. We see how that's actually working out for people. That when we try to exert that leverage, then it's always us that's wrong on the Republican side or the conservative side or those that are trying to move in that direction. So you would hear things like the shutdown is all of our fault when really we sent measures over to the Senate side for Harry Reid to take up, and he chose to ignore them, saying, no, we're not negotiating. The President, the White House says we're not negotiating, so who's being the non-negotiators on this thing? So what we finally got to the other day was just a straight debt ceiling. It's going to be another 13 months, and I'm not happy with it at all. But the alternative is going to be the default on much of what goes on with the U.S.'s financial situation and the markets and all that. And when you do that, then you have a downgrading of the credit ratings of U.S. Government-held debt. And that costs you even more because the interest rate starts going up on that. So we have a real catch-22 on that, and it's the disingenuousness on the left over in the Senate and the White House to not want to come to the table with any kind of idea of when they will ever move towards balancing the budget. If we had a balanced budget, which we're trying for by the year 2022, 2023, once it's truly balanced, we're not doing debt ceiling increases anymore. But we don't see one on for as far as that I can see coming out of the Senate or the White House or even a plan for that. At least Paul Ryan is trying to do one and move towards that in only 9 more years, which probably sounds crazy to normal people. So that's that.
How do you explain this position of you and the Republican caucus on the debt ceiling to your supporters as anything but a cave on this to Obama?
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, but can you how would you tell people who say this is a cave?
Just look at October. Look at what happens in a shutdown situation and a default situation as to which direction we're going to go with this. I mean, the people of the country have elected the situation we have in the White House and the United States Senate. And so there's some responsibility by the voters to say, well, maybe we need to pay more attention to who's trying to stop the debt and the scheme we have going here, and not just blame the ones that are trying to administer the medicine. So
as you told the AP, you said it's going to take a change in the Senate or a change in the White House or both for anything to change.
What I said was, what I said was that it's going to take a change in the attitude of the majority in the Senate or an attitude in the White House that's unwilling to negotiate or acknowledge this, or if the voters decide a change in the makeup and the occupancy of the majority in the Senate or in the White House in 2016 to really move the ball on this, because I've seen an intractability from both sides. I've been in here a year now, that they like it how it is. And so for people saying, oh, you guys caved, well, we fought pretty hard on this stuff, and we don't get the credit for the battle we do. And so, you know, that's fostered by the media on the left and some of the stuff you guys write in your newspaper about me without asking me. And so, you know, I'm not really feeling that we're out of line here.
Hey, Doug, the you know, the thing is that the I frankly don't believe there's ever going to be change unless you have a change in the Senate, in the White House, because I don't know of any other way that people can go at this again. I mean, the with the budget and all this, you know the debt ceiling keeps going up. It's thousands of dollars all of us owe. It goes up trillions of dollars, and yet I'm not an economic expert. I don't sit there like, you know, like you do on this, watching all this every day. I'm just kind of like, you know, Joe average guy. I just know is that I cannot run my business anyway close to this and still manage to, you know, and make it more than a year. And I just,
Carl, the way this,
I don't know how it's going to change.
The way it runs itself would be illegal for a lot of people to do in the private sector, with the borrowing, with the, you know, we have vendors that are doing work for U.S. Forest Services up more north and east of you there, that haven't been paid for months and months because they somehow frittered away the money or they don't know where the money is. Yet these people are still owed their money, and they will even refuse to talk to our office. Their lawyers call up from Forest Service and say, we can't have a meeting with you. Really? We're the elected officials that are most directly representative of the people on this, and these guys won't talk to us? No wonder we get a little hot under the collar dealing with these people. And it's all through this administration. It comes from the top down because they're appointing the people that are doing this instead of working for us. And so,
you know,
I get a little bit fired up over this stuff.
The congressman made a really good point about 5 minutes ago. He said the problem is on both sides. It's the Republican establishment as well as the Democrats. They're both happy.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
You said on both sides there's a problem with changing the system. Both sides, Republicans as well as the Democrats, are happy with the way it exists now.
No. I was talking about the left is happy with it because they've been in charge. Just look what goes on in California. Republicans are not happy with what's going on here, but we only have 230 of us in the House of Representatives. The rest of it is administration, the Senate, the courts, the regulatory agencies, and yes, a lot of the media seems to write only one side of this issue. So don't try and put those words in my mouth.
Okay. We're going to, let's take a quick break and we come back. Doug, you know, two things, because I know we only got you for like another 6 minutes here. Veterans, and I know with what's going on with the VA, I'm still, you know, and, you know, with all the veterans returning, the uptick in, I shouldn't say uptick, but the high unemployment rates, all the things that are going on that are affecting our veterans right now. You know, what do you see for that coming up this year? I mean, I know that you all fixed the COLA thing, but is there anything else that's going to happen that's going to, you know, be directed at helping veterans find jobs, you know, programs like that? As much as I hate to have the government jump into things, the government's what got us into this. Is there anything going to happen to help our veterans, especially out here in your districts? Carl Lindebot, our guest, Congressman Doug Moffa, Mark Beecham's here with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Valentine's Day. We're doing rock love songs. Savannah's doing that for us. Our guest, Congressman Doug Lamoff, and Mark Beecham joined us this morning. Stop by. Hey, Congressman, I was talking about veterans things, but something else happened too. You know, and this seems to be causing a lot of unrest, is President Obama seems to be changing things as he wants with his pen. And it seems to be causing a lot of unrest out here.
Yeah, the pen seems to be out of ink on the Keystone Pipeline, doesn't it?
You know what? That's the other thing, too. Even their own studies show that there's no environmental reason, and that this is, could be, that's worth 43,000 jobs at least, and millions of, would take us off of, using, Arab oil, for years. You know, the whole shooting match there. But every time he wants to change something, he changes something, and it has to do with Obamacare or anything like this. It's not legal. Or is it?
Well, you know, when you have a law passed by the legislature, it's gone through the process by the Congress, by the Senate, passed by the President, the language in that is supposed to mean something. And so for the President to start waiving things and using the executive order shows a lawlessness in a Department of Justice that's supposed to be backing it up. Holder, he isn't upholding anything other than trying going after voter ID laws and other things that local legislatures pass. So, yeah, we're seeing that. And that's why some of us are starting to push back with some of the legal efforts we're doing, saying the President shouldn't be arbitrarily doing that. We agree that, hey, let's go for some of these delays in Obamacare mandates, but let's do it for everybody, if not just repealing the whole thing and address what the real problem was to begin with, was the people that are uninsured or the people that are uninsurable due to pre-existing conditions. We have plans for that. Of course, you don't hear about it, but we do have plans for it. The Republicans have been working on a long time that don't need to have the upheaval in everybody's health care in order to address what is needed for uninsurable like that. So, but he wants to keep ruling with the pen, and so they're outside the Constitution, and we're going to hold them accountable as best we can. But, again, the word needs to get out to people, and they need to pay attention that this is what's going on.
I think people are just being overrun by a lot of this stuff. You know, what I asked you, though, before we went on the break was, you know, our near and dear concern for the veterans, that with everything that's happening, is there anything going to be happening? You know, people say that unemployment is dropping, which we know, of course, it's not true because of the number of people leaving the workforce. But our veterans, is there any program set up there that you all are on, that you know of, that's going to come out and try and help push the veterans' ability to get jobs?
Well, me and several other congressmen, we had a meeting with the VA's deputy here a while back, and we got a dog and pony show about how everything's doing great with their getting through their backlog of claims. When what we're getting out of this is that there's a lot of people that are just merely having their claims refiled and updated, and then they lose their back benefits like that. So we're not buying a whole lot of the happy talk that's coming out of there. So we're pushing, we're working as hard as we can on that, whether it's local issues with individuals from our office. And you know, Carl, we put a lot of hours on this trying to help these guys, and it's tragic how they're treated with being lied to and pushed off and backlogged on that. They'll say that they're improving the numbers, for example, at the Oakland office, but we're not quite seeing that as having turned the corner yet and getting the real help for them. Because when I personally carried some of the paperwork into Washington, D.C. because we weren't convinced that one of our veterans is going to be heard in Oakland. I had to go to three different places to get someone to accept the paperwork on helping this one veteran. So if you don't have one member of Congress that is willing to help an individual veteran like that, what's the poor regular guy supposed to do to get his or her stuff done?
They can't. That's why it's so bad.
Hundreds of thousands of cases, you know? We're just trying to win on one just to set an example. And the walls, the monolith are just thick and cold, and they don't really want to do this. It shouldn't be in charge of the government. They need to put this out to the private sector because the mismanagement. Shoot, they had a bunch of records go up in flames, I think, in Minnesota here recently. Now they have to reconstruct that. Well, guess who's going to get caught in that? It certainly isn't going to be the officials responsible for it. They're going to put off veteran benefits even longer for those people that have had their records destroyed, or, you know, so what are we going to do about it? You know, we work with the committee process. We're legislators. We make laws. We change laws, but we don't have that court authority to go around suing people per se. We can sign on to briefs. And so this is a very frustrating job. And, your bumper music as you're coming into this piece, you're playing back in the USSR. I wasn't sure if you're talking about my plane ride home 6 hours in a day through the back into crazy California or not, but there's a lot of lawlessness by our government that I think is really out of control.
You know, I know you have to run, Doug. Somebody put in the chat room there. He said, Doug sounds tired. It's been a year. You just made a point of saying that. Is it what?
Well, I'm not tired. I'm fired up.
Okay. Well, I know Mark has a tendency to do that with all of us. But I mean, what do you think? It's been a year. Are you glad? Are you happy that you did this and that you just, you know, this fight has just begun?
Oh, I'm glad I'm doing it and I'm in this battle here, but it is hard work because, again, most of the federal government doesn't seem like it's really here to help people. There's a lot of good folks that are on the front line that, you know, that may help you at the front counter, but the regulators, the ones upstairs, they're looking out more for bonuses for executives, things like that, and that isn't right. And when you have the administration coming out with more rulemaking, whether it's the EPA, whether it's all the other regulators across, I mean, look what U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, look, they're up there trying to foist upon people a wolf management plan. Well, we don't have any wolves in California, so how long is it until they start introducing them and then making it impossible for farmers, ranchers, timber operators, landowners to do what they need to do to make themselves safer, so and continue their operations. So, yeah, I'm really, really fired up about this and can't wait to engage them another year. And yes, I'm running again, so we're going to continue this battle as long as the people have me around for it.
Can we keep you for one more question, or do you have to run?
Sure.
Okay.
Certainly.
Yeah, Representative LaMalfa, how do you think the 2014 midterms are shaping up for the Republicans?
Well, as long as we don't blow it or have something created about us, well, we should do pretty well. It looks like the House, you know, everybody has to do their job, do their work, but we feel like the opportunity to keep the majority in the House is pretty good. And, you know, the Senate is, you know, there's certainly seats out there that are vulnerable in what they're the so-called red states that some of them held by Democrats that have the Obamacare vote on their record or the anti-energy action that they have on their record. So, you know, the House, pretty good. The Senate, maybe 50-50 because there is six seats required to need to be picked up net in the Senate to put Harry Reid back in the minority.
What would constitute blowing it, as you said?
You know, when Republicans don't do things that are smart on the election trail, or when the one-way valve of the media creates stories about it that aren't really accurate. So, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman Doug, thanks a lot for being with us today. And you know what? I'm glad I heard what you said about one, you're back, you know, you're in it for 2014, but the other is that the fight's just begun and that, it gets your juices going.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Thanks so much for, being on with us this morning. We know you're busy. We appreciate your work, your passion, your efforts. Happy Valentine's to you and, many good wishes and blessings to your family.
Thank you for that. And thanks for having me on. You all have a great weekend. Look forward to see people out on the trail, and God bless all your listeners, and please pay attention and dig in on what your government is doing. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman. All right. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits. which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted you to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Norsey's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at anselmovineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway. Way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's right. All we need is love. In the last segment, all we need is love. Yeah. Hey, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Grassroots Radio, my friends. We've got, you know, it's been an interesting morning so far. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I was there yesterday getting my haircut. It's a, you know, discounts for veterans, seniors, great haircuts there, really good prices. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, not only is Mark Beecham here, but also, Reading Police Chief Rob Pledy just dropped by. And, he thought he'd come in and raid the place, but none of us, the dog didn't find a thing during the break. and Mark and I were, you know, there was something in the paper yesterday, well, it was in Time. You know, you were on our show Wednesday, and this thing broke like Wednesday night.
Yeah.
After you were on the show. And, you know, and then I saw one of your officers, by the way, in the barbershop, and we both, and I commiserated with him about, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics. So.
Well, it's not that.
Let's give him some background, though. We just were just said Reading is, Mark, you're in this.
Well, Reading was rated as number 5 on Time Magazine's list of cities with the fastest rising violent crime rates. And this is an old story for our police chief. He addressed this a year and a half ago or something when Wall Street 24/7 wrote this list, which Time has recycled. More interesting to me, though, was something that was sort of buried in this report from Time, which was that it said that Reading was actually ranked number 1 nationally in terms of the rise in property crime, up 50% during the time that they were looking at. And is that misleading, or is that more or less your experience? Because I know we have a terrible problem with property crime in this town.
The raw numbers themselves come from us.
Okay.
So the raw numbers themselves are accurate. The problem that I have is with their methodology. When you use percent increase to grade cities, I think you're using a methodology that doesn't analyze the data in a proper way. So if you live in a community with one homicide and you have two homicides, you have 100% increase. If you live in a community that has 100 homicides and now you have 110, you have a 10% increase. Which community do you want to live in? So if you really break down and look at the statistics in detail, what drives the violent crime rate in Reading is aggravated assault. Most of those aggravated assaults are known suspect or they're domestic violence. So we don't have the random street violence that people would think of when they think about public safety in their community. So it's the methodology that they use that I take exception to, not the raw numbers, because when you use percent increase, I think it's very misleading.
Okay, how about the property crime rate that they mentioned, which they said, I believe, we led the nation in terms of the rise of property crime during that particular period.
Well, again, if you start with very low and then you go high, you get a very high percentage of increase. We are not Detroit.
Right.
And we are not places. I mean, even, you know, I don't know what the current numbers are because I haven't been in Stockton for a couple of years, but Stockton is roughly three times bigger than the city of Reading. They have about 4,000 stolen vehicles a year. We are at a high right now of about 600. So, you know, when you put it in perspective and you use percentage increase and you don't analyze the raw numbers and see what the details are in the crime data, you can make them show whatever you want. If Time Magazine or Wall Street 24/7 puts out an article saying, hey, crime's bad in Detroit and Oakland, everyone says, no kidding. But if you put it out Odessa, Texas and Redding, California, you get a shock value and people read it. So I question their methodology, not the raw numbers. And I've got all the raw numbers, and I'll cover them all on Wednesday.
That's right, because you're having a community
the town hall meeting.
Town hall meeting
Wednesday night, February 19th at 6 o'clock in the council chambers, and I will cover this stuff in nauseating detail.
Well, you know, one of the things too that's not mentioned in this, and because you came in after AB 109,
mm-hmm,
and said, you know, if everybody has to remember what's happening back then, one, that we had cut back 25 or 30 officers. Because of the economy. But then we shut down the jail, and which is, Mark and I have talked about this several times, why we closed the third floor in the jail, and not sure why that ever happened. Then AB 109 hits. And that time, you know, you were watching, you said, you know, right, you know, how much it concerns you. There wasn't a time you didn't come on here or any other place that you could and say our property crime at that point, it just blasted upwards.
It was up 57% at one point.
Yeah, 57%. Plus, when you'd be catching them, it was the true catch and release back then. And this is where these statistics come from, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've been describing it for a couple of years as kind of the perfect storm of crime right now. You have a downtrodden economy that's led to the layoff and depletion of police resources. The jail is grossly inadequate for the size of Shasta County and the number of offenders that we have here. And then you clump AB 109 on top of that, where you're adding, you know, 600 property criminals back into the community at a very fast rate that the county wasn't ready for yet, so that they could build more jail space and put, you know, programming. I said the other day, and you know, I go to a lot of these conferences and I sit in these things, and I'm not sure when a criminal became a client and punishment became a service. But all we talk about now is services for these clients, and to me, they're criminals that need to have, you know, ramifications and punishment for their bad actions. And but that is the shift that's taken place in criminal justice. So there's some challenges there. I think that the Reading Police Department is doing a good job with what we have to keep the workload handled as best we can. I mean, we've gone from, you know, 2 years ago, about 83,000 calls for service. This year we hit 96,000 calls for service. We're still short the 22 sworn officers and the 10 CSOs in patrol and the one crime prevention CSO. So we're still struggling with the staffing issues, but the fact of the matter is, relative directly to this article, the facts are the facts, and I'll put the numbers out there and I'll show you exactly what they are. You know, I'm pretty blunt when it comes to that. I want people to know what's going on. But when you use a methodology like percent increase, I don't think it gives a good, true image of what public safety is like in the city of Reading.
In terms of the property crime issue, to what extent would you blame drug abuse in Shasta County, particularly methamphetamine and heroin?
Well, heroin is starting to rise. The biggest drug problem that I see in Reading and in Reading metropolitan area, which is what they use for this survey, which means it's all of Shasta County, not just Reading. And the sheriff has seen some increases in some of the violent crime statistics relative to the tertiary effects of the drug production. But methamphetamine is still the largest problem, and it creates property crimes, it creates violence, it creates a lot of things. The methamphetamine that is coming into this community now is roughly less than half the price that it was in 2010. They're starting to sell it by the kilogram instead of the pound. A pound used to be about $15,000. Right now, a kilogram is $13,000. And the purity level is roughly 10% higher than it was 4 years ago. So they're getting, it's abundant, it's cheap, and it's potent. And we're seeing the effects of that in violence against the officers, property crimes and the violence in general that those people use against each other and against the officers when they go to be arrested.
Who's bringing?
We're going to need to take a break here. Mark, I know you'd like this to be nonstop, but we need to take a break.
I thought this was public radio.
No, if it's public radio, then your tax dollars would come to support us. We'd be right. We're bringing right back Carl in the Butt, KCNR 1460.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aww. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott. She's playing that one for me. No, Savannah's not. Linda's playing that for me. That's what I meant. Hey, welcome back. This is a portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539. If you're looking for ammo, looking for guns, go to Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani prides himself on his customer service, his selection of guns, ones on sale, and how he takes care of his customers, and fair prices and great customer service. Give him a call, 222-8222, 2539 Larkspur. All right, my guest is Mark Beecham, but Mark so far has had Congressman Doug Emalfa, and now we have Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, who stopped by just to say hello and drop off something, and now we've got him in here.
I got trapped.
You got trapped because Mark is guarding the door here.
We had an interesting little talk during the break about heroin, and heroin, your concern is that certain gangs that are bringing heroin in, and that could, that's a big concern of yours.
Well, we are not seeing at this point, the people that we're catching with heroin are not, you know, the typical Sereno gang members, you know, that distribute a vast majority of the heroin in the state of California. But, you know, with that market comes that element. So we're watching that very closely to make sure that element doesn't come into our community. Right now it is still, you know, the traditional drug dealers that have been in Reading for a while that are still distributing. They're just changing the product. But heroin is coming back because of the cutback on the prescription drugs. The methamphetamine is coming in high abundance. We're not seeing the labs here like we used to. The Ephedrine Mitigation Act in the United States took away the product that they need to make it. Mexico did something very similar to that. So they've changed to a different process to make methamphetamine, and they're making very pure. And, you know, we used to find a, you know, 26-liter bathtub lab, you know, that was a lot of methamphetamine here. Well, now you've got factories in Mexico with 126-liter labs, which gives the purity level and the amount of methamphetamine that's coming into the country is not just in Reading, it's in California in general. You know, the reports that I'm looking at are from, you know, the DEA that analyzes countrywide. But when you have 90% pure plus pure methamphetamine at the consumer level rather than, you know, the middlemen aren't cutting it when it comes down the line because there's so much of it, you know, they have to compete. So it's going relatively pure right to the user at the end.
Now, are we putting enough effort into meth and heroin eradication, if you will, or interdiction as we are into marijuana?
Well, the marijuana gets – most of the calls that we get are nuisance calls. You know, people don't like the smell of the production. They don't like – but when you get marijuana right now in the state that it's in – you get the tertiary crimes that come with it. You know, somebody's growing marijuana, it's expensive. You know, they have it, somebody else wants it, and then they go to steal it. So you're getting, you know, victimization of legal marijuana growers, you're getting the legal marijuana growers fighting back, and you're getting a lot of the, you know, the shootings and other things that come with that we've seen recently are all about some type of dope. I think that the heroin increase is coming because of the cutback of the opiate level painkillers, and the heroin is cheaper than the painkillers. The methamphetamine is just something that's been here for a long time. What we're seeing is a strain that's coming in that's much more pure.
Okay, trying to get us back on break here, but one last question here on this is, and we talked about it Wednesday, we need 25 more. We need sworn officers and the CSOs back, at least some of the CSOs, but we need more men on the street, men and women on the street.
I need, you know, and I've talked about this for a while. I mean, I need to be back where we were. It's going to take time to get there because you have to wait for the money to come in to do that. You know, if you look at the desired police ratio of 1.4 to 1.6 officers per 1,000 residents, that would put us between 125 and 150 officers. We're at 98. So we've got one officer per 1,000 people roughly, you know, in the city of Reading. We're a little over that. It's like 1.1, 1.2. So, you know, when you have a workload increase going from 83,000 calls for service to 96,000 calls for service.
And less officers.
You know, and less officers to deal with it, I cannot deliver the customers, not just the general enforcement, but I can't deliver the level of customer service that I'd like to deliver to the community. I think that people are having to wait for police officers to get there for so long that they're not calling when they're victims of a crime simply because I don't have enough officers to be able to respond to all those calls.
Okay, and before we take our break, I think Craig says it. We need criminals afraid to ply their trade in Shasta County. I'll go. Let's leave on that one. We'll be right back after these messages.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
I'm always ready. Welcome back.
Are you ready?
Okay, we're playing love rock songs from Mark Beecham's era. It's way before mine. So, Carl in the Bud, it's our last segment. Hey, next week, we've got...
I wasn't even born yet.
That's right. You know, the chief police goes, huh, what's that? next week, on Monday, we have a gent by the name of Tim Kaine coming on to be our guest. He's an author and out of Hoover Institution, and he talks about the drain on good officers in the military. Why are they leaving? And the changes that he believes has to be made. This article he's written has really taken on a lot of attention because even though the services are being winnowed down, and another way of destroying our military, but they're losing a lot of good officers. And he says there's reason why, and we're going to have him as our guest on Monday. But right now, Mark Beecham is my guest, Congressman LaMalfa was on, and after the blood stopped flowing after that, and then we have Rob Pletty here, Reading Police Chief, and we're talking about the crime and the number and levels. And then Mark, you got another question.
Yeah, people are used to seeing the Reading Police drive by in their Crown Vics, right?
Yes.
They are being phased out, as I understand, and they're going to be replaced by sort of an SUV, which is considerably more expensive than your current rolling stock, as well as, I guess, none of the fixtures in the Crown Vic can be moved over to the new SUV. How are you going to pay for all these new cars?
It's a good question. Ford phased out the Crown Victoria due to EPA carbon footprint standards, is my understanding. So we pay between $25,000 and $26,000 for a Crown Victoria. We take all the old equipment out of one, we stick it in the other, off it goes down the road. None of that works in the new SUV format, and none of the cars work because they're too small. And I got some big guys I got one guy that's 6'8", 260 pounds. He's not going to fit in these other cars unless I buy him a Fiat 500 police car. You know, we'll see his knees above the steering wheel. So we're going to get the Ford SUV. We've got the first one coming in right now. But now you're talking about roughly, you know, to completely outfit it, you're talking about probably $42,000 to $50,000. So it's roughly double what the other ones were, and we got to get through an entire fleet of 50 vehicles over the next few years because I got patrol cars hitting between 120 and 150,000 miles, and it starts to become a safety factor. So, you know, that's going to be a big issue that this kind of getting forced on us because we don't have the Crown Victoria to draw from. Now, we bought 16 of them last year to get ahead of the halt in production, but I think we've only got about two or three of them left out there. So we've got the first Ford SUV coming in through Crown Motors, and they'll still be blue. We're not going to black and white, but there'll be a different blue. We just bought a standard Ford dark blue. It's not going to be a custom mix color like we have now.
Okay. Mark?
Thank you.
Chief, thanks very much for staying with us when you came in here this morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
No worries.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's not that I could get out if I wanted to. So Mark's blocking the door.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that it is Valentine's Day. So, you know, go down 2225 Hilltop to Four Winds Jewelry. He's got all types of stuff there. He is ready. And, you know, go see Leonard and Associates. He's got it all. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's not too late. It's Valentine's Day. Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Thank you so much, Mark. You know, even though hey, how are you today?
Glad I don't live on Chaparral.
Well, Bad Bob is, I'm sure, is going to have some great stories on Monday. They're supposedly going to burn this thing down, I think, Sunday. He's the one.
Weather permitting, I guess.
He's got the house closest
to him. Right next to this guy, and he's been displaced. So
he's glad he doesn't live on Chaparral, and I'm glad it's in the sheriff's jurisdiction.
That's going to say, the first thing that they, you know what, I can't help but think every so often, you know, there's some kind of weird crime comes up. You and Tom Lysenko, our sheriff, looks at it, and they look at, is that in the city? Oh, hey, I really feel for Rob.
Thank you, Tom.
And then Tom, and then Rob Paletti goes, oh, Tom, too bad. Hey, feeling for you, man.
So. Well, we've got Reading police assets out there, from the bomb squad, assisting them, and Tom's, you know, been very busy dealing with this, and I think he's doing really good.
It's very difficult. In the last 15, 20 seconds, people don't realize that this type of, it's not like conventional explosives. You know, that you and I are used to, and a lot of the EOD guys are used to. This kind of stuff it can go up at any time.
It's the volatility of it that makes it, you know, when it becomes more dangerous for the officer to disarm it, than it is to just burn it, because when it burns, it apparently doesn't, you know, explode. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, they've done this once in San Diego, and it's probably going to happen again here.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. There's some rain out there, but it's good for us, and we'll be
see
back
you this
Monday.
Weekend. This, and in Selma Vineyards.
That's right, in Selma Vineyards, Saturday night, and on Monday, starting our new clock system. More talk, less breaks. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And I'll keep this
world from... The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Where do you put all of that snow? Some parts of the east, including New York and Pennsylvania, have been digging out for more than 2 feet. A big mess on the Pennsylvania Turnpike near Philadelphia. A series of wrecks shutting down the eastbound lanes. Motorist David Hill is stuck in the backup.
From what I've seen, people are talking. We're cleaning off the snow in our cars, just laughing, having a good time. No one seems to be upset or anything like that.
More than a dozen people injured, including 5, sent to the hospital as trauma patients. Former Republican Congressman and presidential hopeful Ron Paul has launched a petition drive urging President Obama to grant former NSA contractor Edward Snowden clemency. Also, at SRNNews.com, Virginia's voter-approved law defining marriage as a union of one man and one woman has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge.
In combination with decisions made...